On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Colin Bourke from Off the Ball joins me now to talk about the weekend sport. Another busy weekend. The Premier League is back, of course. Interesting fixtures there, and the rugby.
Yeah, the rugby. So 5:40 p.m. tomorrow at the Aviva Stadium, Ireland against South Africa, who of course have won the last two World Cups. And Razzie Erasmus' side look pretty formidable as we speak. I mean, they've won two games when they've been down to 14 men permanently with red cards, including a win in Paris against France. So Ireland have made four changes to the side that beat Australia, including not a change, but a retention of Sam Prendergast at 10 over Jack Crowley is probably one of the biggest talking points.
Yeah, but Crowley will get probably 20 minutes anyway at the end.
He'll play a significant part here, Pat, no doubt, and South Africa will bring on their version of the bomb squad nowadays. Yeah. So it'll be tight.
I wonder, are they going to have any backs in their reserves? I mean, or will it all be forwards?
No, they will have backs, but they have flexible forwards who can also play back. So okay. You know, so they have an amount of versatility on that bench that's fairly formidable. So either way, whatever iteration of South Africa take to the field, it's going to be a serious challenge. And for Ireland, it's an interesting selection for sure. Yeah.
And now we should be buoyant. I know our Japanese victory was not convincing, but certainly our Australian one was.
Yeah.
So we're about to find out where we stand, really.
It's a seminal moment is what this was called by Mike Sherry, the former Munster hooker, just a few minutes ago on Off the Ball Breakfast. This will determine where we are at the moment under Andy Farrell. He seems to be under a bit of pressure. He was a bit touchy in his press conference yesterday when asked about Prendergast versus Crowley. But there are other things happening.
Sure. This is, you know, there was Tony Ward versus Ollie Campbell. There was Rog versus Sexton. You know, this is always a talking point.
Always, yeah. And like, it's more than the number 10 position as well. But it will tell us where we are for sure.
Yeah, okay, the 10 kind of runs the game. Yeah. That's the theory at any rate. Moving on to the Premier League is back. And of course, we've been talking soccer for the last while because of the draw yesterday and Czechia. Yeah,
Czechia, 26th of March in Prague. And then the winner will play Denmark or North Macedonia in Dublin. It is a home win if we get that semi-final win, we'll play at home. And now the Premier League's back. And it's like the least anticipated return to the Premier League I can think of for a long, long time, is that we're all still on a high from Troy Parrott's heroics in Hungary. Nevertheless, Pat, 12:30 tomorrow, Burnley entertain Chelsea. And then you have a rung of fixtures, including Liverpool against Nottingham Forest. The big one is probably on Sunday afternoon, 4:30, the North London derby, Arsenal against Tottenham Hotspur. And on Monday, Manchester United play Everton at Old Trafford.
Okay, now there's what else is on? Formula One goes to Vegas.
Yeah, it goes to Vegas indeed. So Lando Norris, he's led the way in Las Vegas in a second practice session. So it was suspended for just less than 20 minutes due to a loose manhole cover. And I recall us talking about this very issue last year.
Yeah, it's a street circuit. Yeah, so normal traffic goes by there every single day, but not at 200 kilometres an hour.
Exactly. And that's the difference. Norris, so he's 24 points ahead in the championship with
Verstappen looming and Piastri. I mean, there's three of them.
Yeah. So Verstappen's 49 points back in this title race. You're getting into it now a bit, are you?
Getting into it a bit because we're at the sharp end. And also to see Verstappen kind of creeping up, being a no-hoper just a few races ago. It's interesting, though, the big news, I suppose, is for next year that Cadillac, GM's Cadillac, are coming into the fray. They'll be an extra Formula One team. So there'll be two American teams, the Haas team and the Cadillac team from next year.
Yeah, and so they're going to get a couple of big names as well.
Valtteri Bottas from Finland and Sergio Perez from Mexico will be their drivers. I saw the team principal talking about it last night, and he was saying, well, it's a learning curve. You know, we know we don't have the expertise yet, but they intend to get it. By the way, they bought the intellectual property rights of the Renault Formula One team to give them a bit of a head start.
Wow. Okay.
But I'm just thinking, though, they'll have to steal people from all over the place. You know, the pit stops, 3.5 seconds to change four tyres. Now, that takes a long time to train and build up to that kind of expertise.
So, how can you ever replicate those conditions in practice as well?
I don't know.
You know, there's 3.5 seconds when it comes to the race
itself.
So
there'll be big money for some of the experienced people in the pit lane, I suspect.
Yeah.
Anyway, Colm, it'll be an interesting, of course, it'll be a late start because it's in Vegas, American time, so we can watch it a Sunday evening. Colm Buick from Off the Ball, thank you very much. Now, still to come on the show this morning.
It is very pro-Russia. It's as if the Russians did ask for a lot and got a lot of what they want.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.